Blog Talk Radio.
That is a favorite. Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio Program Channel Panel. Tonight is Wednesday, January 13th, 2016. I can't believe it. And what a fun show we have tonight. I'm so looking forward to it. Tonight's program, they're calling Crossing the Rainbow Bridge. And tonight, along with our hosts, Catherine and Christine, we have our beloved brothers, Ashtar, Sananda, and Serapis Bay. Oh, this is going to be really fun. And I am looking up at my night sky, and there are so many blinking ships in the sky. And I am going to tickle people who are not receiving our Who Needs Light newsletter, if there's anybody new listening, that we've got an amazing two messages from one of these ships that's out there in the night sky, parked right behind Jupiter. And Catherine brought through two amazing messages from their commander, Madril. And they are so exciting, painting a picture of the amazing life that we'll get to see and take part with, which is part of our show, helping us look forward to what's coming. So if you're not receiving the newsletter and would like to get these beautiful messages right into your email, please visit our website, whoneedslight.org. There's a sign-up button. Just click on that and give us your email, and you'll be able to get these messages right in your email box. We also have a Facebook page, Who Needs Light. You can find our messages also posted there. And with that, we'll say good evening to our wonderful hosts, Catherine and Christine, and we'll start this wonderful show. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Meg.
Hi.
Thank you for that wonderful introduction. Yes, the Andromedans are in our skies, and as Mandrill said, at your service. I really enjoyed channeling those messages. His energy is just so sweet and kind and steady. It was just a pleasure channeling for him. So that was our latest adventure. I also got a little nudge just before the show that we might just hear from Mother. It felt like a wink. You know, she might come and say hello to. We have a few assignments for tonight. I was asked by the Company of Heaven to talk a little bit more about what we're experiencing so that other people can relate to it or learn more about what our project is here. So some very interesting things have developed on the, you know, on top of the fact that these frequencies are just brutal, kind of like ice pick in the head, nausea. I've had such weird symptoms, like sometimes I fall over and I don't quite know why. Christine has sores in her mouth, and she said it feels like her skin is on fire. So we want to tell people that, because I know there are some of you out there that get the same symptoms, and you might think that you had some, you know, mysterious disease. It's not. It's these terrible frequencies. And they have the ability, I mean, think what they could do if they would apply this to, you know, some kind of treatment. They can create pain, all different kinds of pain. And it moves around. So that's one of the clues that it's not an illness. First you have an ice pick in your head, and the next minute your back is aching, and a little later you're disoriented and can't think straight. That's one of their favorites. So if you're feeling those things, not to worry. It'll pass. It's just the frequencies. And we keep saying to each other, well, it's worse today than it's ever been before. That must mean that we're right at the end. So we really do trust that this escalation of the frequencies really means that they are desperate and just trying anything they can to annoy and cripple us. But it's not going to work, because we know what it is, and we will just ride it out. And then the other thing that we've been talking about, Christine and I, well, I'm going to describe to you who Christine is. And I think we've discovered that she really didn't even realize how different she is in her makeup than the rest of us. So she came here with Michael insisting that she must not have the kind of veil that we have. So she really does see in a higher dimensional way and think in a much higher dimensional way. And I have, you know, become an expert of the third dimension. So it's sometimes very hard for us to even communicate, because I really don't have a clue what she's talking about. She sees energy clearly. And when I pick up energy information, I don't see it. I feel it. I sense it. You know, I can feel people's vibe, that kind of thing. But I don't see the signal that comes from the peanut butter. This is one we experienced yesterday, and I am really laughing about it. We're both laughing about it. We were making cookies, and we had this, what I thought was, it said sun butter on the jar, but I sometimes use the jars to go to the co-op and fill them up with other things. So I tasted it, and I thought it was peanut butter. And she said, nope, it's sun butter. And I stirred it, and I looked at it, and I tasted it, and I said, well, it smells like peanut butter. It tastes like peanut butter. I think it's peanut butter. And she said, nope, it's sun butter. And then later, she told me peanut butter and sun butter have a different energy emanation. And that's how she knew. And here I'm going, let's see, I have to taste it, touch it, smell it, look at it, stir it to figure out what it is. So there is a gulf between the way we, those of us who are trained in the third dimension, the way we perceive reality and the way people who are in a higher dimension perceive it. And we are working our way to where they are. So that's really what this show is all about. It's about our ascension and what we need to truly learn how to grasp about what it is we're leaving behind. Because, you know, when people say, well, you just have to drop everything and move into a higher vibration, I go, okay, let's see. Do I have to forget how to ride a bicycle? Do I have to not remember what a cookie tastes like? I don't, you know, we really need some serious training here about how to get from where we are to a higher place. So they've been working with us all along to help us get our psychological viewpoint in line with higher dimensions, to rearrange our feeling tone. And that really is a powerful help. But then there's another reach that we have to make. And that involves many other kinds of things. And I'm just beginning to learn about it. So this is apparently our project. So Christine and I are here together. She's in, well, fifth dimension and above. I'm in the third dimension trying to reach to where she is. And we have to figure out how to bridge that gulf. Fortunately, we can rely on our love. And that helps a lot, but there's still some things I really don't understand and that I need to get some training in. And I know this is what our mentors are for. And we've also all been notified that our mentors will probably be our twin flames, our, you know, the masters we're close to, people that already know us really well. So that'll help. But this is what...
About my fear, too.
Oh, right.
If I don't come across.
Yeah.
I didn't look at myself that way.
Yeah. So when I described Christine to her, she was astonished. Because she's always been treated in a way like people would get sort of impatient or didn't want to listen or couldn't understand her and made her feel like a freak. So she was afraid to say what she sees. So when she holds back, then it really gets confusing and upsetting because I can't understand what she's talking about all the time anyway. And when she doesn't say, it really gets confusing. So we've been working on this a lot the last day because we're realizing that this is our mission. This is the other part of our mission. And we're literally building a bridge between the two of us. And if we can do that, other people can do it too. And we can create the, this is what Christine has taught me, we can create the energetic pattern that then can be used with others, that others can use. Now, I don't see that. I don't know what she's talking about most of the time. But I kind of get that idea. Once somebody does it, other people can do it more easily. We know about the rats in the maze, you know, and if one rat learns that the other ones can do it easier. So there is that. So we're working on this to try to really first create the love connection that is going to be the real bridge. That's what's going to make it possible for us. I mean, we already do that, but to do it consciously is going to really help. And this is how all of us are going to have to do it, to really be consciously aware that we're trying to raise our consciousness, our point of view, our feelings, our whole sense of the world to open up to something that makes no sense to us from where we're coming from. So we really have to not worry about it not making sense and just try to explore. And I think when we do that, it gets easier and easier. So that's our latest project. And I hope these frequencies stop very soon so that we can get to work on this. It's much more fun.
Well, Catherine, I'd like to... Can I take a second? Because I have
something to
add to that amazing conversation. And it's another way to tickle out some brilliance with my relationship with being around Christine, too. And I think it's just a great model. So I'll say how that impacted me. Mm-hmm. So I was with a dear friend and her five-year-old daughter, and we went ice skating, and we were coming down a very tall flight of stairs, and the mother was at the very bottom, and I was at the top with the little girl. And she asked her mother to carry her purse, which was as tall as the little girl. So the big, giant purse was sort of dragging on the ground, and here she was walking down this huge flight of stairs. So I recognized I was a little nervous. And she started going down, and she was not stumbling, but she was having trouble. And I went, I know what we can do. Let's go flying. And I picked her up, and I pretended to be an airplane. And I flew down the stairs. And I put her down. And she immediately went into a huge tantrum. And threw everything down, was very upset. And I realized immediately what I'd done. And I realized that something came back, that what Christine said is, every time she goes to pick up one of her animals, she always tells them what she's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm coming in for a kiss.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I love you. I'm going to pick you up now, or I'm going to pet you now. And
mm-hmm.
I didn't understand it. I trusted it, but I just didn't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I picked up this girl and walked her down, knowing I was trying to keep her safe, but I was indirectly violating her will, directly violating her will.
Mm.
And I got down to the bottom, and I saw this meltdown, and she was one of my best teachers. And for the rest of the day and for the rest of the week, I have been understanding at a deep, visceral level what it means to violate will, what it means to go against someone's free will. And I'm bigger than her size, so I specifically pick her up. And it just came like a waterfall. And Christine's words came back to me in a way that she probably never understood it could hit people. But this is the new way of understanding. And I realized that one of the things that is our greatest lessons here is how our will has been violated, but with our consent, of course, at a deep soul level. But understanding what that means, what that means to have free will and to honor someone's will. And then I think about the prosperity funds coming in, and Sananda's and St. Germain's words have come back as well. And I started thinking about how we're going to be working with this funds with people's free will.
Yes.
And I started hearing myself asking different questions like, how can I help you? Do you even want help? I'm here at your disposal. Let me know how I can. And that's completely different from how I would have approached this a year ago. So as the increased light is coming, I'm starting to understand more and more what they're talking about building equality and equal relationships in teamwork and with each other. And with this small girl being my teacher, I stand at such a real level now, more than I did ever before, what it means to work as equals despite size, gender, ethnicity, species, every level.
Right.
Is equality, from the smallest bug that you want to help outside to your animals, to children, and to trees and plants and It was such an amazing lesson. I was so grateful to this beautiful soul who helped me with this. And Christine's words would come back to anchor this in when I could hear it in a way. So that dimensional energy offered when I couldn't absorb it yet, but I trusted it. So I really appreciate when you say, I'm just going to trust, and it will be a process of like mist, of watering in when the lessons come to us. So it was just a beautiful lesson, and I was so grateful for it. And I hope it all helps me be able to work with people at a more equal level and a more loving and joyful level, regardless of all the trappings of 3D that we've been told is hierarchy. So thank you. I just wanted to share that because I thought it was...
Oh, that's a wonderful example. Thank you. And one that applies, oh my gosh, every day, everywhere. I love how you just, you're so open and courageous about your examples. It really is so helpful.
When you have a five-year-old temper tantrum, it makes you really stand up and look at
yes.
And thank, and I thank her for not letting me get away with it. What a courageous soul.
Yeah. It really, and also when you included the RV with this, I think this is exactly right. We have to be so careful not to impose our will on other people and not to impose our gifts. And just assume that everybody wants me to throw money at them. Well, of course they don't. It could be humiliating for some people. Yeah, we're going to have to be very sensitive and very caring about the way we go about increasing the prosperity for everybody. It'll be a good exercise for all of us, a good learning experience. So here's part of the fun that's coming next. Christine is going to channel Ashtar. So she hasn't been channeling too much lately because she's been so sick. So I know it's not gonna be a long channeling, but they always help us, you know, when it's our turn to channel, they come in and pour love on us and give us some energy so we can keep going. So are you ready, Christine?
Yes.
Okay, so here's Christine, and she's going to bring through Ashtar.
Hey, everybody, it's Christine. At first, I just want to thank Meg and Catherine because they tell the story in such an eloquent way, and they're so gracious, leaving out the parts that, for example, I had decided not to live with humanity anymore. I would just live in some apartment or cave or out farm somewhere so that I didn't actually impose the way I am, because it does tend to cause me and others unique situations to work through. So
that's a subtle way of putting it.
Yeah, Catherine, that's a way of putting it. It's true. And more than anything, what means so much is Meg's practical, kind, loving reflections. I tell you, one text from Meg sets my world straight. And even just as much, you know, Catherine explaining me to me. I didn't see myself through those eyes, but I know when she explains it to me, it's so. And it kind of lets me take my arm across all that I had built to be careful and we just not live fully in who I am. And when Catherine takes me through step by step, slowly and kindly, I can just say, oh, well, this is me, and we will find a way together. And I trust her so deeply, and she's so loving. And we're both coming from just wanting so much for love to always be first, that I've kind of started to bloom in a way that I had always tried to suppress. I will not bloom. I won't. I will be a stalk, not a bloom. So, Meg and Catherine, thank you for your long patience and willingness to see me through this, too. Okay, Astor's here. And his magnificent energy is already flooding all of us. So everybody with me, let's just take a deep breath and invite the Supreme Commander of the Galactic Federation of Light and our brother, Astor, to come forward. Meg, give me just a moment to take a breath and step
Absolutely.
Back.
Absolutely. Well, of course, Astor is laughing, giggling in a sweet way for that beautiful welcome. So welcome, dear brother Astor. We're so glad you're here.
Yes, Meg, we are thrilled to be here. And this topic is so timely and perfect and wonderful for everyone there on the surface and us here as well. I will explain, but because it is important to feel the core of who you truly are and safe as we venture into this topic, first, what I'm going to have everyone do is join me. Take another deep breath. We are going to alight our ascension pillars. And don't be surprised that I, too, am alighting mine. Of course I have an ascension pillar. We are all always ascending. So all together now, just take a deep breath in, deeper, deeper. And when you're ready, let your breath out steadily, slowly, until all the breath leaves. And with it, allow all the strains and stresses of your life, of your day, of this challenging time period to just release as well. Many of us, as you would say, in your skies are joining you now. This is not just me, Astor, on this call. It's the company of heaven and the mighty galactic force of love that is gathered right now. We are all joining you. We are all creating and brightening and putting attention on our pillars of ascension and light and love, too. So see the diamond in the center of your brain and let it shine more. Also, alight the diamond in the center of your heart and the diamond in your solar plexus. Just easily see them. I assure you they are there. And when I say see them, it's whatever way you can perceive, imagine, intend, think of. You can't go wrong. So in your own way, seeing is according to the configuration you decided to have on this planet. So some of you may be imagining the diamonds in the center of your brain, heart, and solar plexus. Others of you may see them as a color or a bright light or a sacred fire. Others of you may not see anything in your mind's eye, but may feel a warmth or an intensity or a glow. All of it is seeing, and all of it is perfect. Now, as you're doing this, simultaneously reach with your consciousness, your attention, down, down, down into the earth, the beautiful planet you are upon, all the way down to the center of the earth, the crystal core of our beloved Terra. And meet there. She's waiting to embrace you all with her consciousness, her soothing, her love. And simultaneously, with your energy through your crown chakra, up through the center of your head, send your attention and your energy up, up, up to greet mother and father as they immediately begin pouring their honey love down upon you. Allow mother and father's honey love to soothe you, fulfill you, restore you, and nourish you. There is nothing like it. It fills your pillar of light, your ascension pillar, with their essence, tenderness, their fondness of you, their support in your mission, their love. Now notice that your pillar of light is an actual pillar of light, and there is an integrity to it. And if you were to reach your arms out, most of you could almost feel, sense the wall of your pillar of light in a full circle all the way around you. Everything we do tonight and everything in our ascension is from this beautiful ascension pillar. You never break the barrier of it, which means you are always safe. You are always immersed in love. And so we begin the discussion now, interacting with each other, all burning our ascension pillars to make one mighty pillar. Although as we do, notice that the brilliance, safety, and integrity of your own pillar of light is not compromised in any way. It does not change. You do not bleed into others. As we stand, we simply form a greater flame. Okay, let's begin this wonderful topic. I will tell you this. When, let's say, we're on the New Jerusalem and we come to a planet, let's say Earth. Now, on the New Jerusalem, which is a massive ship, as you well know, there is an entire feeling, a consensus of consciousness and feeling and communication and love. And it is from the fifth dimension and above. And that is how we arrive to the planet we're coming to see, to help, to interact with, to support. Now, in this case, it's the collective consciousness of surface Earth that also has a particular resonance they're operating at. The way they're feeling, the way you are feeling, seeing, experiencing life, they're very different. You still have many stresses and strains and worries. You still must exert a tremendous effort to fulfill your missions. Whereas it is completely different in the fifth dimension. So as we approach, we are mindful and heartful that there will be a merging of two different cultures, two different resonances. Now, we are fortunate to have on an experience level that all things are always one, all beings are always one. So it's easier for us to build the bridge from our side. And here's how I have often told my staff and the crew of the New Jerusalem to think of this. Imagine first a zone. And I'll tell you in ways that you can appreciate too. Imagine a meringue pie. There's the crust that's maybe Earth, there's the pie, and then there's the meringue. So that whipped meringue is the fifth dimension we're coming from. And the crust that is so delicious and interesting and wonderful to taste and experience is, especially I would fancy a graham cracker crust. or a very flaky homemade pastry crust that smells wonderful and is delightful for all its own reasons. And then the middle is the pie filling. That pie filling is the zone in between the two realities that are merging. Now, all together, it is a divine experience of pie. And I hope you get what I'm teasing you with, that there is no right or wrong in this scenario. There simply is delicious pie. That's right. But if you can think of this time that you're in a similar way, you are no longer in any way completely immersed in, tethered to, or bound by the matrix that would have been the pie crust. Yet you are not yet fully meringue. So it's where the pie filling is, you're in that space between. And how do we navigate that? How do we all elegantly cross the pie filling so that we're not looking at three separate things, crust, filling, and meringue? We're just calling it pie. Catherine and Christine are laughing, and I see many of you saying, pie sounds good. Yes, that's why. It should sound good. It is exciting. It is, all of it, delicious, amazing. There is no part of it that is wrong or old. It's just time to look at things as a whole pie. That's all. All right, so let's take it another step. During this time, you are in the space between what we've been jokingly now calling the pie filling. This can be tricky, but it doesn't have to be upsetting. It doesn't have to be difficult. In no way can you fail this time. So what we're going to do is, in our alighted pillars of light, all of us here from the ships, from the New Jerusalem, and honestly, the millions listening in right now, we are going to begin by reaching gently from here. We are going to send our love in a warm wave beginning now. We start here because it's very easy for us, because we have the perspective of a higher dimension where all is graceful, all is understood. Feel that? We're sending gentle emanations of warmth, friendship, love to you. Now, we've built our way up to be able to do this quite easily. So I'm going to ask you something, a favor. And it's a clue to how you can go forward now during this challenging time of transition. We acknowledge that it's challenging. You're just going to relax your old beliefs and opinions. Quickly, I say to you, you will never be in danger if you alight your pillar of light, connecting deep with Terra and inviting Mother and Father to fill your pillar with their love. And you center yourself the way we have just done. Also, you can recognize that the beliefs and opinions and strategies that you have had living in a third dimensional life in the matrix have served you well, but they are not the same understandings and comprehensions as living life in a higher dimension. So you don't have to suddenly jettison them all, because you're in this unique position where you're living across both worlds, across both realities, and actually many more if you were to know the truth. Instead, with humor and ease, just make a decision to relax the beliefs and the procedures that you have always used to learn and gain understanding. Because instead, with all of us here sending you our most tender love, humor, warmth, and intimacy, we long to be with you like this. With your own pillar burning brightly and with our love showering upon you, safe in your pillar of light, just relax your beliefs. They served you well in the third dimension. You are masters. And now you will relax them and slip right across into the higher dimensions. It's almost like you can say how it was for you when you were learning to roller skate, the techniques you used, and how you balanced yourself. It's as simple as that. Good. We are emanating to you the quality of being in a higher dimension. This is where we start. And we start with by telling you that you cannot fail, and you are all destined to be multidimensional, brilliant, return to your full capacity. You cannot fail, and you cannot do it wrong. So gentle, gentle. We will continue these lessons as we go forward in the coming weeks. It is stupendous and more than enough tonight to start with the emanation we are sending you and look at you all already from your side receiving us and sending love back. That is the Rainbow Bridge. That's it. You have traveled without moving, and yet your courage in this moment, as you all caught right on and began to glow, expand, and send us love, each in your own way, astounds us. You see, we don't look down on you from a higher dimension. We look across at you as those brave enough to be willing to incarnate at this time, to come through this, to reclaim and remember who you are, which is a being of tremendous light and love, where these things are natural. So, with that, I bow to you, I take your hand, I kiss your cheek, I am your Ashtar, always in service to you and in gratitude to you. We will continue these experiences, building one upon the other. On behalf of the mighty galactic fleet, sending you warmth and love and admiration and support, I tell you, we love you.
Oh, thank you, Ashtar. This is
thank you, Ashtar. Thank you, Christine. Oh, that was wonderful.
I want to just mention, today I said, as Christine and I were talking, I said, I need lessons. I need to understand how we get from here to there. And here we are. Thank you, Ashtar. Oh, Christine is reminding me that she had something else she wanted to bring through. Here you go.
Thanks, Catherine. Okay, this is a fun. This is earlier, Ashtar and Michael, when we were preparing for the show, they came to me, and actually they were teasing me and said, okay, everyone's expanding past their known edge right now in this moment today, which, by the way, be gentle on yourself because they confirm that we all are. We're in a huge upsurge right now. And then they said, oh, we want you to read your favorite passage from the book Who Needs Light to everyone tonight, because the book is so heavily light encoded that even the words that Catherine wrote and in the book unlock hidden chambers within. Now, the book is maybe, if you're new to our calls, it's not a continuation of channelings. Mother God has many times called this book, to me, she said earlier today, it's a workbook. It is a manual, literally, for being able to release what has been in our experience with honor and dignity and love, to understand it, look at it, release it, absorb it, whatever needs to be done. Mother said this is a step-by-step workbook, a manual for ascension, for how to do that. And so then they were teasing me, Michael and Ashtar, and they said, well, we're going to both come and we're going to both speak at once, and we want you to speak too. But instead, Michael's here now, and he would like to just read to you the words that's written from Catherine in the book Who Needs Light, but that also they're saying now, Mother, Father, Sananda, and Catherine, and various others worked on the book together, although it is a labor of love for Catherine, that's for sure. This brief section is called Choosing Light, and here is our wonderful Archangel Michael to give you these light-encoded words. So sit back and relax and allow these words to transform us all, uplift us all. Hi, Michael. Yes, I had to get in here tonight. This is a good idea for me to read Catherine's book because I love being with you all in this way. You know I do. All right, we'll get straight to it because the show is jam-packed. And this section, this brief reading is called Choosing Light, and it fits right in with what Ashtar was bringing on behalf of us all tonight to you. With the picture of your own path stretching out ahead of you, and you moving along it, calmly observe the events and people you come across. See yourself evolving, learning, and rejoicing. As you celebrate your adult intelligence and strength, breathe deeply into the center of your brain and continue with the exercise of putting down your roots in your own body, soul, and into the earth. As you feel the pathways in your brain awakening and new channels being formed, do not be alarmed if you feel a momentary headache or dizziness. This is a good sign that you are disconnecting old concepts and prejudices in favor of a new system which embraces equality, creativity, and unquestioning worth, yours and that of every living thing on the planet. Imagine yourself basking in the light of spirit, showered with the feeling of unconditional love, which pours down over your head, into your brain, and throughout your system. Put your hand on the back of your head as you absorb the healing light. Feel the depth of your brain and position yourself just above and behind the center as captain of your own body ship. As you breathe in the light, acknowledge the precious connection you have with your present-day self and with the body you have been given to experience this journey. Safe and at ease, surrounded by light, envelop yourself in the loving heart energy you emanate. It ripples around you like a protective cloak and emanates outward to warm and reassure others. You are safe. Inside your own heart, you go on. In this configuration, you do not give of yourself. You can give of your energy, your time, your affection, even your money. But you cannot give of yourself because no one else can use it. They have their own. Respect and cherish that separateness, the basis of each person's free will. At the same time, allow the awareness of our absolute interconnectedness. Each of us, every creature and plant and rock, is part of the greater whole. Living your life in celebration of oneness allows you to never feel alone because you never are. It is my privilege to read and transmit these words and energies to you tonight. They bless me still. I am your adoring brother, Michael. Namaste, family.
Oh, thank you, Michael. Those were so powerful.
Wow, that was just lovely, Michael. Thank you.
I have something to funly tease Catherine about with her beautiful book. For anybody who has not read, who needs light, it, of course, is called The Manual for Ascension, of Ascension from Mother God, like Catherine, like Christine said. And I speak with many of you through my Facebook page and through emails. And I had this beautiful listener from London, Catherine, email me through Facebook or text me. And we were just talking about the show and how moved she was by a recent episode with Sananda. And we just started communicating back and forth one day. And she told me she's a photographer, and how she just couldn't get light. She didn't understand light. She just didn't, she couldn't hold it with how she wanted to hold it. So she went online, she said, I'm going to learn about light. And she Googled light and what she wanted to learn from it. And she ended up ordering Who Needs Light? And yes, yes, thinking it was a book to help her with photography and light, which of course it was, but in some completely different way. So here's this beautiful photographer from London who gets this book in the mail, starts reading it. She goes, this isn't about photography. This is about spirituality. And aren't my guides tricky? And she starts talking to her mother-in-law about it, and her mother-in-law said, well, if you don't want it, I want it because it sounds brilliant. So they both order their own copy, and they end up reading it cover to cover, and it changed their life. And she says, I finally got it. I finally understood what light is, and her photography completely changed because of it. And she sent me a couple of her photos, which are absolutely stunning. And I just had a fun giggle at and laugh and enjoying with how our beautiful guides and angels find a way to bring us light in all of its forms. And your book was a platform for this amazing journey with her and her mother-in-law and her work with photography. And I just had to giggle. And since Michael read that from the book, I had to share it.
That's a good story. Thanks. Well, we have quite a lineup tonight, so I'm going to move on. I think next we'll talk to Sananda, because he's been saying to me he wants to pick up on some of the things we've been talking about. And then Serapis Bay wants to come and just check in with us about our ascension, and of course Mother's. So I only reserved 2 hours tonight, so we'll have to keep going.
Perfect.
All right, so I'll just step aside and let Sananda come.
Wonderful. Well, I know Sananda's right here and ready to join us. Welcome, dear brother Sananda. Welcome.
Hello, Meg. Hello, everyone. What an exciting, fun call this is tonight. I love the way you're all contributing and building on what the others are saying, and I'd like to do that too. Of course, the way Ashtar presents a lesson is just so helpful and interesting and fun, and I'm so happy that he was able to do that tonight. As Catherine said, of course she asked for this. She said, we all need lessons on how to ascend. The nitty-gritty things, you know, not just, oh, just drop everything and raise your consciousness. And she said, well, what does that mean? Most people don't know what you're talking about when you say that. So we always honor what you ask us for. And we're delighted when you make a request like that, that will allow us to bring forward something that we like working on it too. We like creating these lesson plans and thinking about how we'll present something to you in the most effective way so that we can reach across the pudding, as Ashtar was saying. And we have a new appreciation of just how specific and how accurate we must be and how appreciative we must be of where all of you have been and where you're all coming from. So, of course, we've been there and we've experienced being incarnated, but once you're in higher dimensions, it's easy to forget the details of what it feels like to be there in a body and how you create your own ways of managing that life. And for us to just say, well, just drop all that and raise your consciousness, of course, makes no sense to anyone who's worked hard to survive there. So we are alerted and appreciating that we need to go step by step with you. And that's really fun, wasn't it, when Ashtar did the step-by-step exercise with you? I saw you all just relaxing and easing into it and smiling. Oh, okay. I see. This is how we do it. So I'm delighted, and I will take a page from Ashtar's playbook anytime I'm going to talk about these things. So I'm just going to pick up for a moment on the questions about how to give. How to give freely and with great love and not impose your will in any way on others. As you all know, we have a tremendous blessing coming. This, what we've called the revaluation of currencies, the RV, is going to bring tremendous changes for all of you and challenges, because you're going to need to approach this in a fifth-dimensional mindset. And so it's perfect. It's a perfect opportunity to practice and to be fully conscious and aware of what others need and what they experience in your presence. So I want to add a little bit to this. So many of you have waited a long time because we've, of course, been talking about this for years. And I know that many of you have gotten discouraged because things don't seem to be happening. So I want to reassure you, all of the arrangements for this, the arrangements that go back, many of you know, Saint Germain's work for the last thousands of years, and the rest of us working day by day to help you there on the surface to bring the earth to the point where we could do this. Now, there are many people involved. There are workers on the ground. There are the ancient families that you may have heard about. We in the higher dimensions work directly with them. Father God is connected directly to the ancient families. And all of us must accommodate to their wishes and their needs to keep this money secure. Now imagine, these families for thousands of years have been the guardians of these tremendous amounts of wealth that was specifically earmarked to create abundance for all the people of Earth. They took their work very, very seriously, and it's really a good thing they did, because the wealth is now there to share because of their caution, their honor, and the way that they took this so seriously above all other things in their lives. They vowed to protect and continue this legacy, to have it available for the time, when the time came, that all the people of Earth could be blessed. And so put yourself in their shoes. They cannot be careless about how this is sent out into the world. They have a tremendous stake in seeing it used well, in seeing that it really uplifts all of the people on the planet, and that it doesn't get channeled as the wealth on the planet has been channeled to all the wealthiest families and leaves everyone else devastated and in a state of want and fear. Think how devastating it would have been to them if they had released these funds and they were stolen. Thousands of years of work would have been for naught. So this is just one part of the careful planning that was done with great integrity. The changes that are going to be happening in the governance of your world have been approached in the same way. No one is going to be rash or impulsive about the way that they plan these changes. Certainly not in higher dimensions, because we see far more from where we are. But it's normal that the people on the ground would have a real investment in how this rolls out and truly wish to be careful and show their concern for everyone and the way this will be done. They don't want to disrupt everything in the world. They don't want to create chaos. And above all, they want it to be done safely so that everyone will benefit. Everyone will feel joy. So I'm telling you these things because I know sometimes when we talked about, the changes are coming and the RV is going to happen soon, we said this because we saw that there was a window where it could be released. And many of us in the higher dimensions felt in the company of heaven, agreed, now is the time. It should be done. But it required that every person in the entire chain, including those bankers who have been who have taken over the positions of the ones who were trying to steal the money, they all had to be replaced. The entire banking system had to be changed so that it's reliable and transparent. This has already been done. So now I can tell you, the approval has been given from mother and father to go ahead. Now, the ancient families, the ones in charge in the IMF and the World Bank and the leaders of every country and the bankers in charge of their process, their individual processes, every single one had to finally be willing to take a breath and say, okay, we're ready to go. This has been planned so carefully for so long, and it will roll out very carefully. And to some of you, it may seem very slowly. But I want to assure you, the reason for that is that we too wish to honor those who have really laid their lives on the line to make this possible. We don't want to rush them. We don't want them to feel insecure or afraid that all their work would be for naught, that something will slip up and destroy this process that is so precious and so much a part of their hearts. And so everyone is going to be fulfilled. Every heart taken into account. Everyone who has risked their lives and their well-being and that of their families will be taken into account, will not be forced or pressured. And you see, this is exactly what you were talking about earlier. We do not step on anyone's free will. We do not force anything. And this is why, with millions of people involved, well, you've heard the expression, herding cats. It's not quite like that, because they're not people who are unruly. They're people who care so much that they don't want to see anything go wrong. They are looking out for you, and in turn, we are looking out for them. And this is why the process has moved slowly. But I think if you truly understand, it will give you joy and great peace to know that this whole process has been done with such care and such respect for everyone's free will and everyone's integrity. So I can tell you with great joy that it is underway. This is not going to be a one-moment lightning strike. It's going to be a process where everyone will be taken into account. Everyone will be loved in a maximum way so that everybody gets to come out of this gently thrilled and pleased and satisfied. And those who have worked so hard and played such an important part will be thrilled and fulfilled and at peace. And this is what we want for all of you. Peace of mind, fulfillment, joy. This is what the prosperity programs are really about. Ultimately, as Saint Germain has so often said, it's really not about the money. It really is about raising the vibration on the planet, about helping you in your own ascension. This is all of it about ascension. So I hope that helps a little bit for you to take a breath, surround yourself with your pillar of light, as Ashtar just described to you, and breathe easily, dear friends, because we truly are on the Rainbow Bridge and moving step by step, all of us. We will join you. We will be with you. And you will never have to be afraid again. I am your Sananda, and I send my love to every one of you. Beloved brothers and sisters, namaste.
Thank you, Sananda.
Yes, thank you, Sananda. Oh, that was nice. So helpful. Well, that's very interesting. We needed that. That he showed me the whole world, people at their desks, people meeting the ancient families who, oh my gosh, I can't imagine what they have experienced. Thousands of years, single families have carried the responsibility of changing our world. When the time comes, I can't imagine what that would feel like to be responsible for something like that. I didn't understand that before. That was very helpful. Thanks, Sananda. Wow. All right. Do you have a question, Meg?
Or no, I agree. I really enjoyed the history piece of the families, and I think I hold that in my heart with more depth with the telling and more understanding. And then I know the timing, of course, is perfect, and I'm at peace with that. But even more than that, to know that every single step was done on our behalf for us to make sure that it is sacredly held for our greatest benefit, that's important to hear. We can never hear that enough when, as we've been involved with this for so long. So that's so helpful to just help us know that it will, every day it takes will be even better for the planet. Thank you.
Yeah. Now we have Serapis Bay in the lineup, too. And I'm wondering if Christine would like to channel him. They have a very close and warm relationship and spend a lot of family time together. So, yes, she has a big smile, and I know he's here. All right. Thank you, Christine. So I'm going to turn over the phone, and we will welcome our dear brother and mentor in this ascension process, Serapis Bay.
Good and great greetings, family of light. You know, sometimes that phrase, family of light, can just feel so lofty. But I tell you it with all heartiness and from my heart, from our heart here. We are so excited, and I, I come because my area is to work with you and oversee in particular the ascension of Earth at this time. And I really come with a single message tonight. And that is, you are doing a brilliant job. No matter what you think your days look and feel like at this moment, when you're in that kind of no man's land, when the matrix still applies in a particular way, you could say, and you have not yet fully evolved into fifth dimensional and above beings. But I come to reassure you that it is going splendidly and you are well on your way. There is so much that can be challenging during this time. And it has no bearing on the success you are expressing. It isn't even an achievement. It is far beyond that. An achievement is you work hard and you strive and you accomplish. There is so much more to what you are doing at this time. And that happens in all of the tiny moments where you're exhausted but you continue on, where you feel tight or defensive or sad, and you are so brave now to just face whatever that is and where it's coming from and why it would still be there. And simultaneously, you forge ahead. It is not in a grand sweep of a parade. It is in the thousands of decisions you now make every day. And I'm here to point out that you may not even realize how the quality of those decisions, how radically you have changed. But we see it. You light up like sparklers. It is obvious. And in discussions with, as my brother Sananda said, in discussions with Catherine and Christine and all of you recently, we understood it's important for us to come and be specific at how you are thriving, how you are excelling, how you are steadfastly accomplishing our shared goal. Your ascension is on track. Each and every one of you are doing it. You are it. Have no concern in this area. Never mind what things seem to look like. Continue on choosing love moment to moment. I wanted to come and tell you you're doing a magnificent job. I am Serapis Bay, here for you.
Thank you, Serapis. Well, that was very sweet. Short and sweet and so reassuring. Yeah. Did you have something you wanted to say, Meg?
No, I had to unmute. That was a quick exit. In, yeah. And adore you, and out. I'm like, woo, that felt good. But it's so reassuring to hear, Serapis Bay, that you see every choice, that our team sees every choice. It is so good to hear, because we're out there doing our own thing, reaching for love, and how can I be more love? How can I love you better? How can I love myself better?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I even was paying attention the other day about how loud I closed my cabinets, because I said, that's jarring when I shut them so hard, and I don't like that sound. I'm going to shut it softer. I meant the small little things that we all do to provide comfort for ourselves and to our animals and to our children and to the gardens around us. I meant every single one of us. I'm so in awe, and I could hear that in his voice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just nice to know that they see the small things, not the sweeping giant things, but that as well. So thank you, Serapis. That was so nice to hear.
Mm-hmm. And I love your examples, as always. That, I mean, it's so helpful. How you close the cabinet door matters. That's just brilliant.
As Christine said, it probably has a frequency.
That's right. Yes, yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just like the peanut
butter. That's a really good addition to our lesson plan, to look at these things. That was a really simple one to understand. The frequency of slamming the cabinet door, it moves outward from the event, ripples outward, and everyone feels the energy of being slammed. Wow. That's really helpful. All right. We have a new trick in our in our bag to look at things that way. Okay, I feel Mother's presence. Her very loving, gentle, adoring presence. So I think she'd like to wrap up this program. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Meg. Take a breath.
Wonderful.
And let Mother.
Oh, we so are grateful when Mother can come and sweep us in her arms to say goodnight. Welcome, Mother.
Hello, dear. What a lovely program this is, and thank you so much, Meg, for your wonderful examples. You have a way, dear, of collecting the evidence and coming up with an image that is so helpful to people. We thank you for that.
Yeah.
I want to just pick up on something that was said earlier that I think will help a lot of people. You are not on some marathon mountain climb or arduous test. That is not what ascension really is. Now let's follow from Ashtar's picture of being in your pillar and Sananda's comments and Serapis Bey's very helpful reassurance. Now, if we put this together, you and I, and look at your dear selves, you came here from us. You had to work at it to lower your energies, to lower yourselves. Think of it as you're swimming at the lake. And this lake has one of those lovely vines that children swing on. And you're going to go out there and you're going to lower yourself into this lake. Well, that's how you had to do it to come here. You had to be conscious of it. You had to work at it. You had to make the choice that you wanted to come here in the first place, knowing how difficult it is here. And you very courageously, determinedly lowered yourself into this cold lake. It is a difficult place. all of you have suffered. But all of you came here not to suffer, not, you know, you often hear New Age people talking about karma and that you had to come here to work out karma. Well, that is not the primary reason that any of you are here. The primary reason you're here is to lift this planet and all on her to be able to ascend together. And that includes the ones who are farthest from even knowing this or understanding why you're here. You came out of generosity, kindness, and love. And you, every one of you, came with the intention of living that out. Now you understand how to live with love, although you may have gotten tangled up in other feelings since you've been there, but you understand it because it is who you are. You didn't leave your higher self behind. You didn't leave your abilities to experience, as Catherine and Christine have been talking, to experience energy and to see these things deeply. You didn't lose those abilities. You simply set them aside because that was not your agreement to come here the way Christine did. Her agreements with us were very unusual. And as you're seeing now, she is realizing that this is the time for which she was prepared. And of course, it's been difficult in the interim. It's been difficult for those with higher dimensional sensibilities. It's been difficult for anyone who has immersed themselves completely in this third dimensional experience. We honor you, everyone. Each contract, each agreement was different, depending on what you needed, depending on what the planet needed. And those considerations were taken into account for every single one of you. And as you look around, you might think, oh, no, those people, that one there who's lying in the gutter, that's not somebody who came here with a contract to help the world. But yes, they did. And what they're doing now may actually be exactly what they came here to do. You cannot know what anyone's contract really is. And so we ask you to join together with us in this expansive way of seeing. You lowered yourself into this duality where you had to learn to adapt and understand and work with duality. That was your first part of the mission. To survive here, you had to do that. And now, as you turn and look back at the person you have been, see that pathway back to the kind of wide-ranging, fluid intelligence that you have experienced in higher dimensions, that is part not just of your experience, but part of who you are. Those capabilities come natural to you when you're in the environment where they are appropriate. So it's not that you have to change yourself. It's simply that you're expanding little by little, coming back into the fullness of who you have been in higher dimensions. It is a process. As Sananda was describing, the process of rolling out these wonderful programs. Well, if we were to say, all right, now you're going to go from the third dimension to the fifth in the space of a few minutes. We're going to snap our fingers and you will suddenly find yourselves in a higher dimension. You would be terribly disoriented. You would be overwhelmed. We don't wish this for anyone. You grow. The way you've learned to grow in your body here, from childhood into adulthood, gradually. So you didn't one morning wake up and realize you had a different body from the one you had yesterday. That's why things are done gradually. And that's why it's so important in this lower dimension to be patient with yourself, to allow yourself to expand gradually, comfortably. Allow your curiosity and your joy and your enjoyment of experiencing something beautiful, let that inspire you and fill you with our light and our joy. And that, beloved ones, is ascension. You don't have to change your shape. You don't have to change everything you know. You don't have to leave everything behind. That would be so disruptive and so jarring. You would not be able to recognize yourself. That's not what we want for you. We want a gradual, joyful, interesting expansion that you can talk with one another about and share, experiment, call on your higher self, call on your twin flame, call on the company of heaven, call on me, and I will help you to ease your way. Gently, joyfully, with the sense that you are truly being accompanied on this journey. We're not going to throw you into the cold water and expect you to expand. No, that was the process that helped you to lower yourself dimensionally. Now, like a flower growing, you're going to feel yourself rising, reaching for the sun, feeling yourself like a flower opening, gently, with pleasure, the way a flower does. The flower joins with us, with the light we're sending. It takes pleasure in feeling the sun on its face. This is what we wish for you, our beloved ones, to feel yourselves growing, expanding, gently increasing your abilities, your intelligence, your expanding heart. And you will find yourself one day saying, my, I realize how far I've come. I didn't understand it step by step. It didn't seem like I was moving very fast. But now that I see myself, I see how far I've come. This is what we want for you, our dear children. We have every faith in your ability to do this. We've seen you grow. We've seen you take joy in your own growth and others. This is not a strange and exotic experience you're going to move through. It's more of what you're used to. It's thrilling when you allow yourself to simply breathe and take joy in your own breath. Take joy in the beating of your own heart. And have faith, dear ones. You have it in you. It's in your makeup. You only need to allow yourself to flower the way the plant feels their destiny to grow and expand. It is your destiny. And you will accomplish it, experience it, grow into it. Be at peace, dear ones. Be at peace and enjoy this wonderful time. You will remember this, and you will be remembered throughout the multiverse for this wonderful, how can I even find the words to say it to you? The way you join together in your loving energy and your consideration for others, your true desire to be loving and kind to yourselves and to everyone around you. Yes, sometimes you may slip a little bit, but you look at it. You pull yourself back and say, oh, no, that's not what I want. That's not what I want for myself. That's not what I want for others. And you make a course correction, and you keep right on going. That, beloved children, is brilliant. It's part of your brilliance and your courage and your honor. And we admire you so for those qualities of strength that you carry with you always. Breathe and know that Father and I are here with you, shining on you. You'll feel our presence. You'll feel the honey love we're pouring down on you and through you and into the earth, each and every one of you. We love you without end, our beloved children. I smile on you, and I say, Namaste. I see you. Namaste, my children. I am your mother, God.
Thank you, Mother.
Oh, that was very helpful. We do tend to be so ambitious and eager and determined to do it and do it right and do it right now. That was so helpful.
Oh, that was very nice.
So I meant to mention the music I played, of course, is Somewhere Over the Rainbow, which we thought would be very appropriate for our rainbow edition.
Yes.
And the person you were hearing was Israel. They call him Iz. Let's see if I can say it. Kamakawiwoole. Of course, he's Hawaiian. And this is his version of Over the Rainbow. So, what do you think, Meg? Would you like to comment? Or?
Oh, my goodness. All I can say is this gorgeous setting moon here with the crescent. All I can see was Mother's smile. It's the perfect smile.
Oh.
Laugh as if hitting the tree line going down. I went, oh, there you are smiling on us. Fun show. Thank you, Christine. Thank you, Catherine. And thank you, everyone listening. Your energy has been phenomenal tonight. I just feel it so. We're just smiling and so looking forward
mm-hmm.
to what's coming. And I feel everybody just really appreciating themselves. And they're really looking at themselves in sweet ways now. I can just feel it. They're
mm-hmm.
just much more gentle. And that's to be commended. Thank you for loving yourself so. It's really a treasure.
And that lovely image of the moon. That's a wonderful thing to close with. So we'll gaze at the moon and see Mother's smile. I'll never be able to see the moon the same way again. Right. And we'll play our music and say good night to everyone. Good night, everybody, and thank you.